It's your friends Lauren and Maddie, and today we are back to answer some of your assumptions.
We're back with another episode. Welcome or welcome back to the podcast. I don't even remember our intro.
Yeah, is I that feel like our I'm intro? Gonna mess it up, but I don't normally intro us, and Maddie just told me that I had to do it this week, so.
We are just freestyling this week, but it's fine, Lauren. You know, maybe I'll give you some more responsibility and then you'll learn the intro, but as Lauren just said, we are back with another episode and we're discussing assumptions. This is something that we talked about previously on our old podcast.
On the Sister Diary.
Our old podcast was just so different than this one, so we figured we should do it again. And I would like to think that we've changed in the past, like, 2 years since we recorded that episode. So we're doing an updated assumptions video. We asked you guys to leave your assumptions about us, which I feel like is a scary question to ask people.
I know, but it's also kind of interesting. Like, I'm dying to know what people have just assumed about us. I know you're not supposed to care what other people think, but I mean, I kind of do. So this should be good.
Do you ever think about what people think about you in real life? Like, people that you know or that, like, follow you on Instagram? Or, like, more so, I guess, friends and people that you know in real life?
I don't know if I ever consciously sit down and, like, what does this person think of me, like, about one of my friends? But, I mean, I'm sure there are times where I wonder, or, like, sometimes it'll come up, what was your first impression of me when we met? Like, that kind of thing will come up with my friends. And it's always interesting to hear what people say. So as much as I would love to say that I don't care at all what my friends think of me or what people online think, I think a part of me definitely does.
I mean, I definitely care about what people think, but I never think about what people think. Like, I don't know. I don't know how to explain it. Like, for example, I was in LA with my friends, Abby and Sid, who, if you guys are podcast listeners, you know who they are. And we were all in LA, like, in August or something. I don't even remember what month it was, but it was, like, a Monday night, and we were going out. And Abby was like, I wonder what people think that we're doing. Like, they're probably like, what are these girls' lives? And I never think about what people think of my life, like, in a general sense. Like, I never sit down and think about what people, like, from university or from Toronto or people that I've met recently, like, what they think of my life. But it's interesting when you like, get insight into what other people think. Because obviously I do care, but I just don't think about it that much.
Right. Okay, I feel like I'm kind of on a similar page. Like, I don't know. I don't really spend much time thinking about it, but I am curious, so I'm interested to see what everyone online thinks about us.
It's the same energy as asking people who you look like.
Yeah.
Like, who do you guys think I look like? What's my celebrity doppelganger?
So true. Yeah, this could really go either way. Either it's like, we're gonna be super flattered by these assumptions, or the complete opposite. Why would you think that?
I know. And this also kind of leads into something that I was thinking about recently, which is like, do you find your perception of yourself to be fixed? Like, do you have a clear sense of self? Or even like in all aspects, like what you look like even, or is your sense of self and your, like, what you think about yourself and your appearance and stuff, is it based on how you view yourself, like, in photos or who you're surrounded by? Because I guess the reason I say this is because I thought that my sense of self was very fixed. And in some ways it is, but then sometimes it surprises me when I see myself from, like, a different perspective, like in a photo or a video or something. I'm like, wait, do I look like that? Like, I actually don't really know what I look like. And then personality wise too, I think that it can change based on, sometimes you're like, I don't know, in certain circumstances you can act different. And then you're like, wait, what is my actual personality?
Yeah, I definitely feel that, because I feel like I'm very easily influenced by the people that are around me. Even though I like to think that I wouldn't be, like, I don't know, I'm very easily persuaded. And so sometimes I'll find myself, like, thinking or doing something and I'm like, oh, this is weird for me. Like, I wouldn't expect this from myself. Not in a bad way. It's just like, I'm like, this soft brand for me. And then I'm like, well, what even is my brand? Like, what is my personality? You know what I mean? So I would say mine isn't fixed. But I feel like also when you're young. Yeah. Like, you're changing, and I would hope that I wasn't, like, so fixed that I wasn't able to change and grow, because then I would be the same person I was when I was 12 years old, so I don't think it's necessarily a bad thing.
Yeah, I come and go in waves, and I feel like it's kind of tied to confidence as well, which is something we always talk about, but like when you know yourself really well and you have like a strong sense of self, then you feel more confident because you're not going to get like your sense of self and your self-confidence doesn't get swayed by certain things. Like if you see a bad photo of yourself, for example,
right.
Like, you know, like you have that innate confidence. So I don't know. I just find it super interesting, but I thought that I had a fixed sense of self, but then sometimes I don't feel like I do. So maybe I don't.
Hmm. Very interesting.
I don't know. Well, let's get into the assumptions, I think, without further ado, because we have a lot of good ones and I want to share a bunch of them. So, number one, Lauren, this is a great one, so I'm going to share it with you right now.
Oh, gosh.
Okay.
Okay, I'm also kind of scared because, wait, you get to mentally prepare for these. I'm hearing them for the first time when you say them. So I feel like I'm not even going to know how to respond to some of these.
I know. Well, to be honest, I haven't looked at them at all, so I'm kind of being surprised. Like, okay. I'm just reading it out loud to you for the first time. I haven't read any of them.
Okay, fair.
Okay. So number one, Maddie is extremely productive, and Lauren looks up to that, but never is, and values fun.
I would say that's pretty accurate. I mean...
No, I feel like you're productive.
Okay, I wouldn't say I'm never productive. Like, I don't get nothing done, but... I would say that you are very, well, I don't know. You have fun too, but like we've talked about it before. Your idea of fun is getting stuff done and I get stuff done so I can have fun, you know?
Mm-hmm. That's good. Okay. Number two, you only take photos for brands.
For brands?
Yeah. Like you don't take photos unless it's like for a brand.
Oh, I wouldn't really say that's true because... I don't know. I would say most of the time the photos I'm taking aren't for brands unless it's like a brand deal or a company sent clothes. But even then, like if it's gifting, it's normally I'm just taking them for fun. And then like sometimes I'll make a point of wearing gifted clothes just because the company sent them, you know?
Yeah, that's what I was going to say too. Like we'll always tag brands and sometimes those clothes were sent to us for free. But sometimes I'm just trying to provide value to like my audience. Like I want, if people are going to ask like, where's your shirt from? I just want to tag it for you, even if I paid for it. So maybe it looks like we're always taking them for brands, but we're just trying to provide value and, you know, say where our clothes are from. But I also do try to incorporate gifted items into photos, which I think you do too, because if a brand sends you something, obviously they want you to wear it. And yeah, but we don't really do any brand deals. Like, you do more than me, but not too
I don't know.
Many.
I would say, like, a few times a year, but it's not, like... I would say most of the pictures we post, we're not getting paid to post.
I wish we were, but we're not.
Yeah. I think when you tag a brand, people automatically assume that you're being paid. But honestly, the guidelines around what you have to do when you're doing a sponsored post are pretty strict. Especially, I think it might have something to do with us having a younger audience, right? Because...
I don't know.
I know that I've had to, I think when I've worked with brands like Disney and Nickelodeon, you have to be like super, super clear, hashtag ad, the whole thing, and like literally say that it's a paid post because if the people that you're advertising to are really young, then it has to be super clear. Whereas if they're a bit older, you can get away with making it more subtle because they're still able to pick up on the fact that it's paid. So I don't know. I would say that most of the things we post, even if we tag brands, they're normally not paid. Just gifted or, I don't know, trying to build a relationship sometimes with the brand.
Yeah, that's a great point. Okay, this one's for you. Lauren's rejected a lot of guys.
Okay, not really. Like, I feel like, honestly, before this year, I didn't really talk to guys at all. Like, I really kept to myself at my old school, and then... At this school, it was just kind of weird because when I came to the school, we went online pretty quickly and I didn't really get to meet anyone or get close to anyone until this year. And even this year, I wouldn't say I've rejected a lot of guys. Like, there are a few guys that I've had to, I don't know, I guess friend
reject?
No. It's not like a... I'm having a conversation with them and saying I don't like them kind of thing. It's just like sometimes they need to be friend zoned so that they don't think that you're interested, you know?
Right. Do you know anything about attachment styles?
A little bit.
I feel like I know your attachment style because it's the same as mine.
What is it?
Well, okay, do you know all of them or no?
Well, most of them are in the name, right? Like, I know if there's like anxious, avoidant, is that
Insecure.
insecure? I don't really know. Like, I'm sure I could figure it out by the name of it, though.
Well, my guess is that you're avoidant, which is the same as me.
What does that mean? What does that say about us?
It's just like avoidant attachment. Like, you value independence. You like to have time away. Like, if someone's too clingy, it scares you away, that type of thing.
So true.
Which is like so
No,
true.
like,
Yeah.
I think that, like, as a girlfriend, I would be pretty low maintenance because I don't want to be with, like, the person I'm dating the whole, like, all the time, you know? I need my own time.
Yeah.
And I want the other person to have their own time too.
But something interesting is that avoidant people attract anxious people, which is probably true if I think about my past relationships. I don't know. I don't know. Mix of both, but isn't that interesting?
Yeah, I would say that that's probably true. Like, I don't know. I'm not really in the relationships I've had, but just like even relationships in terms of friendships as well. Like, that it's weird,
Everything,
but
everything.
I don't. Yeah, I mean, I guess you're probably right. Interesting.
Isn't that crazy if you think about your like past like really close friends and stuff too? It kind of does make sense.
Yeah, it makes sense, but it's also like, why would you want that? You should want someone with the same attachment style as you so that you guys are on the same page, you know?
I guess, but I think it's like subconscious. I don't really know.
Probably.
I was just
Interesting.
listening to a podcast about it today.
Well, getting psychoanalyzed on a Sunday night.
Yes. Okay, Lauren's moving to LA for college.
True. Yep.
Yes.
Oh, wait. Okay, wait. Since our last episode, I would like to confirm that I've accepted USC because the deadline was May 1st. So that was about a week ago. And we recorded that episode like 2 weeks ago, I think. So, yes, I have accepted USC. And I start in January, which is a little bit different. So I'm starting in for the spring term. Which means that I'll probably be living in LA from when I graduate high school in June to when I start school at USC. Or I guess like even for the next 4 years, but starting in June, I'll probably be living in LA.
So exciting. Okay, a few more here. Maddie gets stressed out from work. I don't really get stressed out, to be honest. I just always have a lot to do, but I don't really get that stressed, I would say.
Okay, well, that's probably a good thing. You just know how to manage it then.
Yeah. Lauren gets good grades.
For the most part, I try.
Yeah, she definitely does. Let's see what else. You guys are always open to meet new people.
I would say so. What do you think?
Yeah, I think that especially being in LA, meeting new people is very important because I don't know, LA is a weird place. Like, there's a lot of people that don't have like long friends. Like, everyone has new friends because people usually aren't from LA. So I think that meeting new people is kind of like part of the culture of being here. It's like a networking culture. So you have to be open to that or else you don't really like make new friends because everyone else is like going out and meeting people. So you have to do the same thing, I think.
Yeah, that's definitely true about LA. Here, I don't know, like, it
For
would be
sure.
very easy for me to just stick to the friends that I have, but I do like meeting new people. And some of my closest friends this year are people that I didn't know before this year. Like, two of my really close friends didn't go to, well, one of them didn't go to my school last year, and then the other one I just never met because I was online and she was in person. Like, it's been a weird few years, but yeah, I don't know. I really enjoy getting close to people that I don't already know. So, yeah, pretty accurate.
It's super fun, but I agree. In Toronto, you don't really need to meet new people because it's where we grew up. So I think everyone kind of has their set friend groups. So to meet new people, you have to make more of an effort. But I do love when people, it's nice when people like want to connect with you in Toronto too, because you know that they're like going out of their comfort zone.
Very true.
Also, I think as you get older, it's easier to meet new people because in school, like you're in your school with your 50 classmates or whatever. And then like as you go through different phases of life, you're exposed to new groups of people where like right now you only know, like how would you meet new people really if it wasn't from like your school or another school?
It would kind of have to be friends of my friends. Otherwise, I guess you're right. But it's interesting that you say that because I would think the opposite. Like as an adult, I would have no clue how to meet people other than the people that you work with, you know?
Yeah.
Because like there aren't activities that you're part of that kind of force you to get to know other people. So I don't know. How do you meet people as like a 40-year-old?
Well, I don't know. I think my age is a little bit different because people still go out a lot. Right. So if you're going out and you're being friendly and talking to people and like making an effort to make friends, like you can go out and not talk to anyone except for your close friends, but then you're not going to meet anyone. I mean, I guess those relationships usually aren't the most like deep, meaningful friendships, but it's a good way to meet people if you are open to it and you go out and socialize and stuff. But yeah, once you're like 30s, like once you have kids, I feel like it gets hard. But I guess in every phase of life, you're presented with different groups of new people. Like when you have kids, you can make like mom friends and like make friends through your kids' school and stuff. I don't know. And then, yeah, your coworker relationships. I don't know about that. If people have like real coworker friendships or if it's more like an opportunistic thing, like you're friends with them when you're at the office. Right. But I think you're always presented with it, but you have to be open to it.
For sure. Yeah, even if there are opportunities to meet people, if you don't want to meet them and get close to them, you won't.
Mm-hmm. I know. I always admire people who are so friendly. Like, I actually wouldn't consider myself to be that friendly at all. Like, if you're in a bathroom, you know when you're in the bathroom with girls, like, I don't want to talk to anyone. I'm not interested in making new friends. But then I'll be with my friend who, like, is so friendly and wants to talk to people in the bathroom. And I'm like, oh, it's kind of nice. Like, just being open or like in a workout class, like I don't want to chat.
Right.
At the nail salon, I don't want to chat.
Okay, I would say for me it's like sometimes I want to chat, like I like when other people talk to me, but I also wouldn't know what to say. Like I don't think I could talk to them first, but like I'll go out with mom and she talks to everyone she sees and I'm like, oh my gosh, this is so embarrassing. And then I realize that it's just like she has a different mindset. I don't know, she somehow is able to make friends with everyone.
But you don't think it's weird when people do it to you. Like, right. If someone compliments you or, like, strikes up a conversation. Like, I was at the nail salon yesterday and the girl beside me says that she loves my shoes. And I'm like, oh, that's so nice. I wouldn't personally say that to someone probably because I just, like, I don't know. I'm not that friendly. But I appreciated that she complimented me and it was so nice. And I thought that she was so friendly.
Yeah. And you always do appreciate it. So it's like, why wouldn't you do the same to other people? But I don't know. It's just not me. I have to work on that.
Exactly. So, yeah, I think that it's just good to be open and good to be friendly, and we have to take our own advice on that one. Yeah. Okay, so we got two that are the opposite, so I'll read you both of them.
Let's hear them.
Number one is you guys get along easily, and number two is I assume that you don't like each other in real life.
Like, we hate each other, but we just pretend to like each other for the podcast.
Yeah, it's so funny. We are siblings, guys, so I feel like, you know.
There are definitely moments where we drive each other crazy, but I think that's just natural for siblings to do. I would say we get along pretty well. Like, I don't know, I guess on the podcast, this is probably when we talk most because we don't live in the same place, but I would say that when we're both in LA, we spend a lot of time together.
Yeah, we have similar interests for sure. I don't really know what our interests are, but they're similar.
Yeah.
I'm trying to get Laura to come to Pilates with me. So far, have not been successful with that, but one day I will be.
Yeah, maybe in the summer I'll come with you. But our interests, you're right. It's like we enjoy doing work and that takes up most of our
taking
time.
Taking photos.
And taking pictures. And TikToks.
Content. What else do we like? I don't know. We just have the same sort of interest. We like going shopping.
Clothes, yeah.
Like doing activities like that, for sure. But yeah, it's not like we're friends.
Hey.
Just friends.
What?
Like, like, sure, we are friends. But if you were just friends with someone that you had a podcast with, maybe like you wouldn't actually be super close, like outside of the podcast,
right.
Maybe. I mean, I can't imagine that your podcast would really last that long if you weren't actually friends, but we're not like coworkers. Like, we are actually related. So I feel like we can't not We can't not like each other.
Yeah. That means we...
You know what I mean. We can't not like each other that much because we are related. Sometimes we live in the same house. So, you know, normal sibling dynamics, but we have a lot in common. And then also this one's kind of related, so I'll just say it now. You guys are really similar, and John and Darian are really similar, if that makes sense.
Mm-hmm. I would say, going back to what you said about our interests, that's definitely true. Like, we are both interested in, what did we decide on? Work, content, outfits, shopping, makeup. John and Darian are very into music. They're also into clothes, but, like, in a different way, I feel like. Like, they have similar style, yeah. And we have similar style. And
yeah.
I don't know. I would say that we spend a lot of time together, and John and Darian do. So while we're all close, it's probably true that we are closer and they're closer. But I think it also just depends who we end up spending the most time with. Like, if I'm in LA and it's just me and Darian, like, we'll hang out and we'll find things to do. I think it's just because most of the time, since we work with each other, like, we work in pairs, that's kind of just how it's worked out.
For sure. Yeah, we're all close, but Lauren and I work together more closely. Like, I don't really know much about music, so, and you don't know much about music, and Darian and John work together literally 24/7, so that's the difference, but we do have a close family. I saw another assumption about that, like, oh, you guys are very kind and have a very good family bond. That's so sweet.
Uh-huh. Yeah, I would say we have a pretty strong family bond. Like, we, I mean, I guess it's pretty unusual to have you and Darian living in the house as, like, adults, I guess. I don't mean that in a shady way, but
okay. In
a lot of families, it's like after you go to university, you move out and then you don't really ever live with your family again. And I think we're unique in the fact that we all live together, even though, like, we're all in different phases of our life and you guys have been to university. So I think that's kept us close. And also just, we've always been close. Like, we've always had family dinner together and our parents have made a point of keeping us close, so yeah.
For sure. Our parents take us on vacation. They, like Lauren said, we have family dinners every night that we're together. Like, when my parents are here, they make dinner for us and we all sit down and eat it together. Like, most people don't sit down with their parents and eat at one table. Like, they'll just eat when they are hungry or whatever. Mm-hmm. So I think our parents have done those things to set us up to all be close and to maintain those relationships as we've gotten older. And then it's nice that we have our house here as well, so we can live here. Like, people who are in LA can live here, and our dad's always like, you guys can stay as long as you want. Like, he's like, I'm not kicking you guys out. And honestly, the more time I spend in, like I could get an apartment in LA, but the more time I spend in an apartment, I'm like, I don't know if I would actually be happier sitting in an apartment by myself or, you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Like, versus being here. It just depends. Yeah. Depends who's
sometimes
here and stuff. But
there's a lot going on in our house and it's loud. But I feel like if I was in an apartment by myself, I would almost miss the noise. Like, I would get bored and then I'd be like, okay, I'm ready to go back. So.
For sure. And also, I think you don't really realize how lucky you are to live in a certain place until you don't, or like you're in another environment and then you're like, oh, I actually have it pretty good where I am now. So.
Yeah, for sure.
That's how I've been feeling recently, for sure. Okay, let's see if there's any more. You're only famous because of your brother. This is a classic. For me personally, yes.
I mean, I think for both of us, he's definitely helped. But I don't know. I think if we didn't work to make our own content and stuff, then we probably wouldn't have any followers still. Like, I think there's a lot of people who have siblings that are famous who don't have any followers. So, I don't know. It's for sure. It sounds so weird to be like, how many followers? Like, I don't know. I don't really think about it. But, I mean, I think people definitely like to see us all together. So, the family dynamic is very interesting to people. And, yeah, I mean, I'm sure John has helped with that.
Totally. But also, you've been posting on YouTube. Well, you don't post anymore, but it's not like you just, like, sat back and got followers. Like, you posted on YouTube when you were a little kid. So I feel like you took advantage of the situation, but you definitely put the work in. And I don't know. I have followers because of my siblings, of course, but I think we both capitalized on it pretty well. And like you've said, like have created content and like use the platform to our advantage, but have built on it with people who hopefully care about us and what we're doing. That's always my goal. Like I love John's followers, but I want people to care about like me and what I'm doing. And I want to provide value. I want like girls to, I don't know, to come to my page for me and the stuff that I'm sharing. So I think that it's somewhere in the middle, maybe.
Yeah, for sure.
Okay, this is the last one. You work almost 24/7. Why would you get that impression?
I'd say that's pretty accurate.
Yeah, I think I love it though.
We know.
But what else is there to do?
I mean, I don't know. I feel like, honestly, anytime I'm not doing work of some sort, whether it be school or social media work, I feel like I'm being lazy and unproductive. Unless I'm hanging out with friends or something, I see the value in that. But otherwise, I'm like, I'm wasting my time. I could be doing something better.
Yeah, I think it's just, well, like, you're still in school, but once you graduate school and all your friends have jobs, it's like, what else are you going to do with your time? Like, not work? Like, everyone else is working. People work, like, 9 to 5. So if I'm not working during the day, I'm just like, what else am I going to do? And then at night, I don't really like going out that much. So I usually just work at night, too. And also, I think when it's your own business, like, maybe you'll have your own business one day, it's totally different because there's always something to be done and you feel so invested in it because it's your thing. Like, if I was working for somebody else, I probably wouldn't be working at like 9 p.m. on a Saturday night. But for myself, I'm like, this is so worthwhile.
Very true. And it's like, you know, the more work you do, the more it'll benefit you. Like, you, I don't know, you do well and your company does well. So, of course, you're going to want to put the work in.
Totally. Yeah, and you just care so much about it. So I don't think that I was always like this, but it's just the situation that I found myself in. And I think maybe you'll be in the same position one day.
Probably. Hopefully. I want to start a business, so that would be
I think so. Maddie spends a lot of money on clothes / is constantly buying new clothes. Well, you didn't have to call me out like that.
I feel like...
What do you think?
Yeah, that's pretty accurate for you. I would say you definitely do a lot of shopping. You also get a lot of gifting, like Revolve sends you a lot of stuff. So that's where a lot of your new clothes come from, I think. But mom and dad always say, Maddie, I feel like every time I see you, you're in a new outfit.
That's true. I do have a lot of stuff. But do I buy a lot? I don't even know. Like... Okay, if it's, like, an event or something, I'll buy, like, all new stuff. But I'm not just buying clothes for, like, my day-to-day.
Right.
That's what I would say.
I feel like that's pretty accurate.
Like, for Coachella, like, I'll buy whatever I want. Right. Whatever I see. I'm like, I need it, I want it, I'm buying it.
I feel like you kind of just like you just said, if you want something and you like it, you'll buy it. Whereas, I don't know, I normally try and convince myself out of it.
Right. No, I will buy it if I think it's a good purchase or if I'm, like, influenced to buy it and I want it, then I'll buy it. But I'm not just, like, browsing Revolve on, like, a Tuesday and buying myself new clothes to wear, like, day to day, ever.
No.
So, I don't know. I end up spending a lot of money, but I try not to shop, like, constantly. I also think that's pretty bad for the environment and all of that. Like, there's a lot of problems that come with shopping.
For sure.
So, I try not to.
Well, that's good.
But I could definitely be better at it.
It's all about intention, right?
Yes. Okay. That everyone has a crush on you. Oh my gosh, guys.
Stop.
Totally.
It's going to go right to our heads.
It's such a huge problem.
Yeah, I've actually noticed it's really been affecting my quality of life. Like, it's insane how many people have a crush on us.
Yeah, like, I just have to let them all down, and it's so hard.
It's hard for me, really, yeah.
I think they just think that we're too stunning, so they are scared to approach us.
Yeah, it's funny. Like, that must be it. I've actually been wondering.
Yeah, it's got to be that, because, yeah, nope. no crushes on me.
Our beauty must be like intimidating, really.
Yeah, like they're just like, there's no way that these girls would be interested, so I'm not even gonna try.
Oh my gosh, we finally gotten to the bottom of it.
I'm so glad we figured that out. Okay, well, that's a great place to end off this episode. Thank you guys so much for listening, and we'll talk to you next Friday.
Bye.